Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Empower for Women Radio. This is Trina Newby, your dream motivator. Tonight, we will be having a repeat of our show from March 27th entitled, Who Has Your Power? I hope that you enjoy it and share it with others. Good evening and welcome to Empower for Women Radio, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.com, providing you with the power to accomplish your dreams and goals and the funding to make it all happen. It's March 27, 2014 on this fabulous Thursday, and this is Trina Newby, CEO and founder of Women About Biz and your dream motivator. Tonight, my goal is to empower you with knowledge tools to reach your dreams, turn them into goals, and experience power of accomplishment. This is a unique show for those of you who are new to it, blended to provide you not only with personal development tools and resources, but you'll also be provided with an incredible way to generate monthly residual income that you can use to fund your business, supplement your income, travel, build that dream home, or whatever your heart so desires. I'll also be sharing with you later on in the show all about the Women About Biz international movement we call Empower for Women. You'll learn how it can help you to make hundreds or even thousands in residual income monthly and how you can empower other women around the world to do the same. Tonight, our hot personal development topic will be, who has your power? Let me repeat that. Who has your power? You know, we have to start digging deeper beneath the surface of life and asking ourselves this question, because all women want to feel accomplished, and we all know that their existence on this earth is more than just about working the 9-to-5 job and helping others to succeed. Right? Well, we want our own success and we want to accomplish our dreams and goals like never before. So tonight I'll be sharing with you who might have your power and guess what? How you can get it back. Also on our lineup tonight, I'll have an excerpt from the book A Year of Growing Rich by Napoleon Hill, and we'll be talking about how to keep a positive mental attitude. Also, I'll provide to you resources you need to know about at womenaboutbiz.com. Learn about our new personal development channel and how it can help you to gain clarity. And, of course, I'm going to share again with you all about the Empower for Women program. You'll be able to learn how you can literally earn thousands monthly simply by referring 7 women. And, of course, tonight's motivating factor, what relationship do you have with money? So let's get started because we've got a packed show tonight, and I hope that all of you who have joined us and tuned in, I hope that you have a pen and notepad in hand because the information that I give you tonight is going to inspire you and cause you to want to take action right away. Let's go ahead and get started with our book excerpt, A Year of Growing Rich by Napoleon Hill. He goes to say, it often said that the rich get richer and the poor become poor. My own studies of the principles that make some persons immensely successful and others abject failures bear this out. The Bible puts it this way, for unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And of course, you can find that in Matthew 25 and 29. Possessions, he says, are to be used, not hoarded. Whatever we own, we must employ, or it will waste away. Only one thing is permanent in this universe, eternal change. Nothing remains exactly the same for even a second. Even the physical body in which we live changes completely with astonishing rapidity. You can test these statements against your own personal experience. When a person is struggling for recognition and to get a few dollars ahead, seldom will he find anyone to give him a needed lift. But once he makes the grade and no longer needs anyone's help, people stand in line to offer him help. Through what I call the law of harmonious attraction, like attracts like in all circumstances. Success attracts greater success. Failure attracts more failure. Throughout our lives, we are the beneficiaries or victims of swiftly flowing beam like the light of a sun, which carries us onward toward either success or failure. The idea is to get on the success beam rather than the failure beam of light. How can you do this? The answer is simple. He says, adopt a positive mental attitude that will help you shape the course of your own destiny rather than drifting alone at the mercy of adversity. Your mind has been endowed with the power to think, to aspire, to hope, to direct your life towards any goal. It is the one and only thing over which we have the complete, unchallenged privilege of control. But remember, we must embrace this prerogative and use it or suffer severe penalties. Truly, whatever it is we possess, material, mental, or spiritual, we must use it or lose it. First, clearly define to yourself the position you wish to attain in life. Then say to yourself, I can do it. I can do it now. Chart the steps you must take to reach your goal. Take them one at a time and you will find that with each success, the next step comes easier as more and more people are attracted to help you achieve your ultimate purpose. Remember, you cannot stand still. You must move upward towards success or downward towards failure. The choice is yours alone. And again, I've just been reading from the book Napoleon Hill's A Year of Growing Rich, 52 Steps to Achieving Life's Rewards, and I read to you, keep a positive mental attitude. I hope that you guys have gained something from that, and I do believe that if you don't use the talents and the potential that God has installed in you, guess what? You will lose it. And you, at some point, you won't be able to accomplish your dreams. You won't be able to accomplish your goals. Well, let's go ahead and move on because I'm excited about sharing with you some of the wonderful things going on over at Women About Biz. You know, one thing that I'm so excited about at Women About Biz is that we make it our goal, our main mission, to provide tools and resources that are going to empower you to succeed in life. And one of the resources I would like to share with you is our personal development channel. Now, for those of you that are new to Women About Biz, please make sure you visit us and become a part of our social community. You simply go to Women About Biz, that's Women, W-O-M-E-N, About, A-B-O-U-T, Biz, B-I-Z as in zebra.com. And up in the top red menu bar, we have a link called Channels, and we have various article subjects that we know you're going to be very interested in. And one such topic that I really am excited about is we have a wonderful personal development center. And that's where you can go and get encouragement articles, how-to articles on how to improve your life. And so if you hold your mouse over Channels in our top right menu bar and select personal development, you'll be able to read, for example, are you investing in yourself? Learn ways to start taking care of yourself, loving yourself more. Also, we have a wonderful time management article that I definitely want to recommend that you read. It's called Congratulations, You Have More Time in Your Account. And the article goes on to talk about the importance of time and how you really should start learning to manage yourself more and really taking seriously all of the thousands and thousands of seconds that you're given each day. Remember, you cannot go back in time. You can only move forward. So it's important for you to know how to utilize the time that has been allotted you every single day. And for those of you that have never thought about it in those terms, guess what? You You truly are allotted a certain number of time hours every single day. Also, we have a very interesting article that we've had great feedback on, letting go of negative baggage. Again, you know, we're so complex and we're incredible beings as women, and we have a tendency to hold on to a lot of things. So you're going to learn about how to let go of negative baggage so that you can move forward positively in your life. How about procrastinate no more for all of those women who feel that you really need to get a grip on putting things off? This is a great article to read. And then, of course, we have a wonderful article on how to write your vision. And this is so powerful because I believe every woman has to start with her vision. And I think that's what's wrong with a lot of women in not having clarity. You see, when you don't have a vision, you'll fall for anything. You'll say yes to everything and anything. And before you know it, you're busy being busy, but you still are not feeling accomplished or like you personally have achieved the level of success that you're looking for. Well, my friends, it all starts with how to write your vision. And so again, you can go to the Personal Development Channel and read that for yourself, gain that knowledge, that information that you need to put into action so that you can start seeing results. So again, visit us at womenaboutbiz.com and make sure you check out under channels in the top red menu bar, our personal development channel. We're going to go ahead now and talk about who has your power. A positive question, a powerful question that every woman needs to be asking herself. You know, as women, we are really incredible beings. I mean, really, we are. Have you ever thought about that? We are the beings that was chosen to actually be able to duplicate, to actually birth another human being. No other gender can do that but us. And I'm so excited that we were the chosen ones. And that makes us extremely special. But oftentimes our emotions run high, right? And sometimes we lose clarity, but at the same time, our ability to have compassion and take charge at a moment's notice is proof that we have strong leadership abilities. Almost every retail industry today is marketing directly to us as women, and it's no wonder. Get this, approximately 85 to 90% of all consumer decisions are actually made by women. You know, we are starting businesses at record numbers, and yet we still are not generating as much revenue as male-owned companies. Set-aside programs have been created just for us through the federal government, and this is simply because they admitted that women are discriminated against and we are not getting our fair share of the pie. So I would like to pose this very serious question to you. Who has your power? As women, we have the ability to help each other in ways that we are not realizing that we can. You know, we shouldn't be just about sharing information on the latest sale or the next movie we see or talking about, you know, dating or talking about our marriages or talking about all those common things that are, trust me, not that they're not important, but there are some other things that we must start doing as well. You see, we must start empowering one another to accomplish our dreams and our goals. Each woman must help a woman. When a woman isn't able to get her business started, guess what? Someone has her power. When a woman only talks about what she wants to do one day instead of doing it, someone has her power. And when a woman finds herself years later talking about the same dreams and goals, guess what? Someone has her power. When a woman wakes up every day and dreads getting out of the bed to get her day started, someone else definitely has her power. And lastly, when a woman is not able to quickly take action on her dreams and goals, someone for sure has her power. So you see, it's important to know whether or not you are in control of your own power. Now, what power, you might ask? Well, I'm talking about the supernatural power that we were all pre-installed with from the time of our existence. You see, when we are born, God automatically has given us the gift of a supernatural power, a power to take a mere thought and turn it into something that we can hear, see, experience, or touch. The power to accomplish whatever we put our minds to do, the power to inspire and encourage others, the power to make money, share money, and spend money, the power to turn nothing into something. So who has your power? Well, for every day that a woman says, I can't do something, or she complains about not having enough resources to do something, she's giving her power up to the environment in which she lives. She's saying to herself, I give up. I might as well just work this job I really don't want and get used to going through life without doing the things that I really want to do. You see, that's giving up her power. For every day that a woman allows someone to tell her that she can't do something or make a negative comment that causes her to delay her dreams and goals, she has given up her power to that person or to that source. We are saying, okay, you're right. I probably should not get involved with that opportunity, or I shouldn't have such big dreams. After all, who am I to even dream for more? Well, also, for every day you dream about doing something more, but your own self, you hold your own self back with justified excuses, you're giving up your power to the universe and you're saying, I might have dreams and goals, but I prefer to just blow with the wind and let life land on me wherever it wants. Listen, you need to understand that you indeed have a supernatural power, a super ability. But the problem is that as humans, we take these powers, we take them for granted. We are so used to being in these human vessels that we don't understand that we are power. It takes electricity to even run our human system. The heart itself functions off of electromagnetics. Okay, and so what that means is that it requires electricity, it requires power to keep beating, and that's why we are such miracles, because we are at the top of the chain. But do you realize that you have the power? You see, you have to understand that you cannot allow what I call justifiable excuses to hold you back. And for those of you who haven't heard me talk about justifiable excuses, here's what it means. Justifiable excuses are excuses that are logical, they are valid, they are true, and they are real. It means that whatever you use as the excuse is not made up. It truly is a reason. However, I call it a justifiable excuse because most of the time, as women, we can really come out and start listing all of these justifiable excuses of why we can't do something, and they are interchangeable. We change them all the time. Some women might say as a justifiable excuse, you know, I work a 9-to-5 job, and even though I want to start a business, I have to go home because my children are waiting on me, and I have to cook dinner, and I have to clean up, and I have to do all of these things. And so I am not able to start a business at this time. And then when the children grow up a little bit, maybe they're high school age, then she says, you know, I can't start a business at this time because, you know, I have to make sure that I'm helping my children. And, you know, they're teenagers now, you know, and someone has to be at home waiting for them. And she goes on and on. And every year there's something new. So that's a justifiable excuse because what she's sharing is valid. However, she's using it as a negative because she's using it as a justifiable excuse as to why she cannot accomplish her dreams and her goals. And ladies, we have to really, in particular, be very careful about that because we can be using our children as excuses. And then what happens is we're turning them into negative thoughts. And so we can be angry. We can become angry at our children because we can feel like I was so busy busy raising my children, I never had time to accomplish my dreams and my goals, and they couldn't be further from the truth. And so we have to be careful about all of these justifiable excuses that we give ourselves for not accomplishing our dreams and our goals. You need to understand that where there really is a will, there truly is a way. You need to understand that nobody is standing between you and your dream but you. You also need to understand, for all of those women who use the justifiable excuse of money, you need to understand that money is just an object. It is not a living and breathing human being. Therefore, money does not make you. You make it. So you must stop giving the power and the control up to the money and making that as a justifiable excuse as to why you have not accomplished your dreams and goals. The truth remains the fact that most women don't accomplish your dreams and goals because they have fear. They have fear. They've never accomplished it before, and so the unknown overwhelms them or causes them to have fear. Someone has said something to them, a naysayer, and so, of course, they have fear. And so, again, that's really why. And then, of course, as I said before, we cannot lend credit. We cannot give money a power, the type of power over us to where the lack of it is going to cause us not to reach for our dreams, not to want to accomplish them, okay? We have to be very careful about that. So how do you get your power back? Well, you first start with recognizing that you are wonderfully made and that you are full of talent and potential. See, you've got to believe that when God created you, he didn't do it out of a mistake. He didn't do it simply because this is just something. No, you have to understand that there was a purpose for your life being brought into this world, and that you were given talent and you were given potential, and that you were pre-installed with all of the power and all of the things that you need to be successful in this life, okay? So you must believe that. And that's really where it starts, because anytime a woman does not believe, truly believe in herself, then what happens is she really ends up procrastinating on a lot of things that she wants in life. Now, I want to just stop right here as a side note and just say this. A lot of women will say, okay, well, she's not talking to me because I really believe in myself. But ladies, I want to point this out. It's a difference in saying verbally that you believe in yourself and backing it up with action. You see, to believe in yourself means that you actually have unshakable faith. And unshakable faith is belief so deeply rooted within you, your spirit, your being, your soul, that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on any dream, any goal, anything that comes to mind that you want to create. So the proof in the pudding of whether or not you have the level of belief required by you in order to accomplish your dreams and goals is whether or not you take action swiftly and immediately. See, that's going to be your proof. If you've been sitting on dreams and goals for years or decades and you haven't did anything with them, if you've been allowing people to hold you back by what they say, if you have been giving your power up to the environment, to people, places, things, and yes, even money, then you do not have the level of belief required to be successful as you would like. And it means that you must immediately take your power back. It means that you must stop giving your power away, because trust me, you do have a lot of power. So how do you get it back? Well, again, as I said before, you first start with recognizing that you are wonderfully made and that you are full of talent and potential. Number two, you've got to make a commitment to getting to the bottom of why you don't take action on your dreams and your goals. You've got to ask yourself, you know, I guess because I'm me, I've always thought that I believed in myself, but do I really believe in myself? Do I believe that I can accomplish what it is that I want, my dreams and my goals? So you need to be able to ask yourself these deep-rooted questions and pay attention to your answers, and then be truthful with yourself as you answer the questions. Number three, get in your quiet space and make a list of habits that are working negatively in your life, okay? We all have habits that work against us instead of for us, you know, like the habit of being late all the time or the habit of not speaking up for yourself. Or what about the habit of procrastination? We all have habits. And so you need to understand that in order to be successful, in order to accomplish your dreams and your goals, you need to have habits that are going to positively reinforce what it is that you want out of life. So that leads us to number four. Make a list of habits you need to embrace to get positive results in your life, okay? Just as you're going to make a list of those negative habits, then you'll need to do the opposite of what those habits are. Those that are opposite of your negative habits become the positive reinforcing habits, okay? Number five, choose your first positive habit to start working on and practice it consistently until it becomes a natural habit. Here's what you need to understand by habits, and I find it very fascinating. Habits are not by accident. Actually, habits are a part of the human system, okay? Habits help us to automate the process of doing things. That's what habits are. And once we do it once or twice, it's ingrained in our subconscious mind. And whatever is ingrained in our subconscious mind gets programmed. So habits are pre-programmed automators, okay? And so that's why a lot of the times you have experts that compare the human brain to the computer because it functions very similar to the computer system. And so again, what you want to do is in order to deprogram negative habits, you've got to write over them with positive habits. And in order to write over negative habits, you have to repeat positive habits and be consistent with positive habits in order to start seeing some changes, okay? So keep that in mind as you look at negative habits that need to be replaced. Number six, start eliminating negative relationships. Now, this is a deep subject, and we probably could talk about this for the rest of the show and even the next 20 shows. But here's what I want to say about negative relationships. When someone that you're in a relationship with is not enhancing your life, is not supporting you, is not helping you to be all that you can be, they're not ministering to you, you've really got to step back and take a look at that relationship and look at how that relationship can either be repaired, how you can work with that person and help them to see how they are impacting you, or you have to eliminate the relationship altogether and move to more positive relationships, okay? It's very important. And so only you can take charge and determine the types of relationships that you need to have in your life, but I would hope that they would be all positive. And last but not least, number seven, start working with a life coach who can help to hold you accountable to your dreams and your goals. And at womenaboutbiz.com, that is one of the things that we want to do, which is why we have the Empower for Women radio program. We want to make sure that you know that there's a source out here that can help you with your dreams and goals and to accomplish it. And so when you visit us, there is a lot of resources for you to get started on your journey. And so we're very, very excited to embrace you and welcome you to the Women About Biz family when you join. And by the way, for those of you that have not signed up for our free membership at Women About Biz, again, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Join Today, and sign up for our bronze membership. It gives you limited access to the site and also allows you to create your profile so that you can start reaching out to others and we can help you with what you're trying to accomplish. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about all of the things you need to be doing, right, to have a better relationship with money. Again, all the things that you need to be doing to have a better relationship with money. You know, a lot of the times we don't realize it, but as I had mentioned earlier, we give too much power. We give too much power to money, and money is not even a living and breathing human being. We need to be careful about that. But how do we develop positive relationships with money? How do we begin to have a positive outlook on money? Well, as I said earlier, the first thing that we need to do is that we need to not give power to money, but realize that we make money and it does not make us, because all money is a symbol of agreement between you and another person in exchange for a product or a service. That's all money is. It's a trade. And so for some reason, especially in this country, America, we've given a lot of power and credence to it, and we need to stop doing that. So that's the first thing. The second thing that you need to do is that you need to start paying your own self. Even if it's a quarter, I don't care if it's as low as a dime, you need to start giving money to yourself, because you're working, you're out there doing things, you're trying your very best to make things happen. You might be working a 9-to-5 job. The first thing you need to do when you get paid is to give money to yourself, and try your very best to start with 10% and then move up as much as you can. Very, very important. The third thing you need to do is you need to learn as much as you can about how to accumulate more money. In other words, you need to learn how to diversify what you are doing to bring in more money, because we are ran on a monetary system in our country. And in order for you to accomplish many of your dreams and your goals, you're going to require to have some type of money, okay? So that's one thing that you need to do. And then, of course, you need to learn how to budget your money. Okay, you want to make sure that you start understanding the principles of good debt and bad debt. And if you haven't read this book already, you really do need to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, because he gives a lot of truth in that particular book about how we think about money, how we should be thinking about money, and how to use it effectively. Last but not least, I want to go ahead and share with you some information on an international movement that's sweeping across America. We call it Empower for Women. And that's what this radio show is all about. It's about empowering you with the tools and resources to become a successful woman. Empower for Women is a two-fold system that includes, number one, our Women About Biz Gold membership, and two, a five-tiered affiliate system that pays referral commission to gold members for each new gold membership they refer through five levels. Now, all of our commissions are paid monthly and are residual for the lifetime of each gold member referred. Now, one of the most important wisdom principles is that in order to be successful, you see, you can't do it all by yourself. You're going to need support, mentors, coaching, and a host of other resources to help you on your success journey. And the Women About Biz Gold membership does exactly that. As a gold member, you'll only pay $59 monthly and gain access to absolutely incredible services. This includes business consultations, group coaching, personal development courses, and get this, your own web hosting and website template, Women's Entrepreneur Training Program, full access to our social network so that you can connect with women internationally, business downloads and templates, career tools and resources, job announcements, how-to articles and reports, member discounts on events, and so much more. I mean, this gold membership is literally jam-packed with a treasure chest full of things that you're going to need as tools and resources to accomplish your dreams and goals. And then we're going to put the icing on the cake. That's right. You will be able to get the funding you need to make it happen. You know, most experts agree that the top two reasons why women don't accomplish their dreams and their goals is because of, number one, fear, number two, money. Those are the top two reasons. Well, again, with the Empower for Women program, what we're doing is we're helping to eliminate those reasons. With FEAR, we're helping to mentor you and provide you with the support, the coaching, and the resources that you need, so you will not have to be by yourself through your journey of learning what it is that you want to do. And then number two, whatever it is that you want to do is probably going to cost some type of money, right? And so with that, we have the affiliate program. So most women do admit that they need money to implement many of their dreams and goals. So while there are women who get excited about the possibility of grants and loans, the truth of the matter is that they come far and few between. So what's the solution? Well, at Women About Biz, we have made a bold move in creating an internal funding system that redirects our marketing dollars to the members themselves through what we call the Empower Affiliate Program. Now, we make it very easy for you to be an affiliate. You see, once you become a Gold member and you are empowered with all the resources, tools, coaching, and mentoring, then you can opt in and become an affiliate at no additional cost outside of your Gold membership. There's no other qualifications. There's no purchase of additional products or services required. No cost to you for training and online support. Now, we are able to do this again because we've redirected our marketing dollars and invested them in, guess what, you, the members. And so that's why it's so important. And so with that said, through the Empower for Women program, you have the opportunity to earn hundreds or even thousands of dollars through this system. For every $59 membership, we put in escrow $29 of payout for every single membership. And so through the power of seven, incredible things can happen. That's right. When you refer just seven women to the Gold membership, and those women refer seven and so on through five affiliate levels, you have just sparked an incredible funding system where you have the potential to earn hundreds and even thousands on a monthly basis. Now, again, this is money that you do not have to pay back. That's the beautiful part of it. So I want to encourage you to become a part of our Empower for Women program. I want to encourage you to join forces with women who understand that as women, we have the power to accomplish immeasurable things. We have the power to accomplish our dreams and our goals and to help one another, to love one another, and to reach out and to make it happen together. And so I invite you to be a part of the Empower for Women program. To do this, you can do two things. Number one, first of all, I'd like to thank all of our Empower affiliates who are on listening to the show tonight and who have perhaps invited many of you who are listening to become a part of Empower for Women. But if you will go back to that individual tonight, talk with them about the Empower for Women program. Ask them how they are experiencing it, and then ask them for their affiliate link so you can sign up, so you can join tonight. Well, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to the Empower for Women radio program. Please make sure again that you get back with the individual that shared the show with you and discuss how you can become part of our incredible Empower for Women program. I wish you much peace, much joy, and abundance. Take care, ladies. Bye-bye.